Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank. Now, it seems like it's been a very fruitful week so far for China, doesn't it?
Well, actually, it's been quite the story for them this year. I mean, from having a coronavirus originate in the country, getting ahead of it, recovering the economy or on track to recovery, to China and 14 other countries coming to an agreement, some 8 years in the making. It sets up the world's largest trading bloc. That's the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP.
And all of this comes after major trade tensions with the United States over the past few years. Does the signing of this agreement show a sign of victory for China?
Good question. Another one. It's been reported that Chinese President Xi Jinping was the one who halted Ant Group's IPO recently after Jack Ma's comments on the government's leaders. But was this really the reason behind President Xi calling for the halt?
A lot of intrigue there. Trump, will he ever give up? The ousted U.S. President Donald Trump is said to be announcing sanctions or trade restrictions towards China. The question, how is China gearing up for this possibility?
Lots to get through, and helping us out is Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. Thanks for the time. Let's start off with the RCEP, China and 14 other countries agreeing on Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, the RCEP, which will encompass nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal that many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of this coronavirus pandemic.
So Dawn, can we consider this signing a victory for China, especially since they are having trade tensions with the United States? What is the country set to gain with the RCEP deal, and will it somehow help them with the setback they had with the US?
Hi, good morning. Yes, it could be seen as something of a victory for China, since it's been pushing for this agreement to be signed as it wants to draw itself closer to the ASEAN countries. The deal will boost Chinese exports and therefore contribute to its GDP growth. But there are varying estimates about just how much China will stand to gain economically from this. But more important than that is perhaps the integration that China will have with the region and the influence it could have over it, and that could be its biggest gain. And if the US doesn't get back on the Transatlantic Pacific Partnership, or TPP, then that gives China an even greater strategic advantage in the region.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has reported that Chinese President Xi Jinping has halted Ant Group's record-breaking initial public offering after its founder Jack Ma snubbed government leaders.
Yeah, so President Xi has not been a fan of the ascendance of big private companies that rack up wealth and power in the country. So, Don, was this the main reason for halting the IPO? I mean, what is the future of Ant Group looking like after this setback?
Well, it could be an underlying reason, but the trigger seems to be Mr. Ma's comments at a recent forum where he publicly rebuked the financial regulators for not helping entrepreneurs enough. It looked like the Chinese leadership didn't take too kindly to Mr. Ma's open criticism, and this episode gave the regulators an opportunity to rein in Mr. Ma, and they have been wanting to do this for some time now because they were worried about the risks involved in Ant's business of online lending. The IPO halt is definitely a blow to Ant, but it could try to list again after reorganizing its business structures to fit with the new regulations. But it is unlikely that the next IPO will get it the kind of evaluation that it had just weeks ago.
Speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei right now, and speaking of President Trump, he is reported to be planning several new hardline moves against China in the remaining weeks of his term. So what we're gathering is that he may announce sanctions or trade restrictions against more Chinese companies, government entities, or even officials, citing human rights violations or threats to U.S. national security. Or at least that's what we're seeing according to reports.
Yes, that means a lot to digest. How is China gearing up for the possibility of any of those moves by Trump, and what sort of cards can we expect the country to play if it were to come to pass?
I think China had probably expected that the Trump administration would carry out such actions to make it tough for the incoming Biden administration to reset the strained bilateral ties. I think China would continue doing what it has been doing over the past year or so. by making moderate retaliatory moves that will still pale in comparison with what the U.S. does, in the hopes that the new president will lower the temperature and return to the table for dialogue.
All right, we've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.